Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And my man Zach Hicks. Zach Hicks 2 on Twitter at Zach, by the way, with a C-H at the end, which yesterday I found out there are four ways to spell Zach. And Zach, I don't know how you live that way, having four different spellings of your name. How much, or maybe how often, dating back to like high school, have people spelled it with a K? Because I assume that's just the de facto way to spell Zach.
Yeah, it's almost always with a K. That's the way that people always go. What's the fourth way? Z-A-C-H, Z-A-C, and Z-A-C-K. What's the fourth way that you found?
I have a friend with Z-A-K.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't. I don't know that. I don't even know that he likes it either.
Brand?
Yeah, I'm not sure that he. There's really no way he enjoys it. So, in fact, I think most of the time, I don't think any of our friends have actually ever called him by his first name. He has multiple nicknames. So, and I think probably for that reason, just because of the spelling.
Yeah, that's. Oh man, that's brutal. I always thought being spelled like Z-A-C was kind of brutal, but Z-A-K, that's. Oof,
yeah.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he needs to find a side hustle and potentially change his name legally. Zach, first of all, appreciate you, buddy. We had you on Food for Thought yesterday. Loved having you, and I'm excited to kind of dig into the details of this matchup between the Bills and the Colts tomorrow. And I think the first spot we start here, Zach, is the Colts defense. And I think if you look at the underlying year-long numbers, you're going to look at the Indianapolis Colts and say, okay, this is a pass rush that has not been able to generate much pressure at all. 28th in pressure win rate in the NFL. They're not getting to the quarterback, but that hasn't really been the case the last two or three games. Is that right?
Yeah, they're definitely turning a corner. And, you know, again, a lot of people could look at it and say, oh, it was against the Jacksonville Jaguars and New York Jets. But, I mean, if you look at those two offensive lines that those two teams have, I'm not saying those are world beaters, like the best lines in football, but they're pretty average offensive lines. It's not like they're beating up on these terrible, terrible offensive lines. I think the Jets are in the top 12 in pass block win percentage on the year. So, you know, they were beating up on some decent lines, and you're kind of seeing a lot of guys turn the corner. You know, DeForest Buckner is finally starting to get healthy. I know he had that really weird injury designation earlier in the week, but he full practiced the last couple of days, so he's all good to go. And he's playing like his old self. Kwity Paye is finally looking like the first-round pick that they selected him to be. And, you know, he was a raw guy coming out, so we were kind of expecting it to go a little slower. But these last couple games, I think in the last 3 weeks, he's like fourth in the NFL in total pressures among all defensive linemen. So he's just really coming into his own. And then a random breakout from 26-year-old defensive tackle Taylor Stallworth. I don't know where it came from, but, I mean, the last two games alone, I put the stat out here the other day, but in like 800-something snaps in his career before the last two games, he had 3 sacks and 2 quarterback hits. Now in the last two games alone, he has 3 sacks and 4 quarterback hits, and that was only in like 55 snaps. So random breakout from him, Kwity Paye coming along, and DeForest Buckner. Still doing his thing. And, you know, this pass rush is finally looking like, you know, it's not looking like an amazing pass rush, but not looking like the horrible unit that it was for most of the season.
Zach, I think if you are a slot nickel corner apologist, this might be the game for you. There may not be two better slot corners in the NFL right now than Kenny Moore and Taron Johnson. Two, I think, a little bit different on how they consistently win. Taron Johnson's a really physical guy, is a great run defender. In this matchup, what makes Kenny Moore one of the best nickel corners in the league? And maybe this is just a question of nickel corners not really having their due, but I find that, you know, you can be a Kenny Moore, you can be a Taron Johnson and be one of the best players at your position and still not really talked about at all with the elite of the cornerback position in general, just because of the position they play. How important, in your mind, is the nickel corner in today's NFL, and how good has Kenny Moore been for this Colts defense this year?
Yeah, so, you know, the nickel corner is a starting position in the NFL now, and I know it's hard to kind of quantify that because so many people grew up playing Madden. They grew up looking at the Pro Bowl rosters and all.
And that's
pro
the
stuff,
third,
you
know, corner, always, right? Like, they, yeah, it's viewed as the, yeah, third corner. That's just not the actual reality. It's his own position.
Yeah, yeah. I think Madden made the change about 2 years ago, which I was happy when they did that to kind of show the younger, you know, the younger generation, like, yeah, slot corner is a real thing. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, even me growing up, I didn't realize until I, like, really got into covering football and talking football and watching more football, it's like, yeah, a slot corner is a starter. And honestly, it's much harder to play slot corner than it is to play an outside corner. You always are facing two-way goes. You're typically facing a more athletic, quicker, shiftier guy. Or, you know, if they put a big receiver in the slot, then you're typically going to be, you know, outmatched. You know, Kenny Moore is 5'9", 180. If they put A.J. Brown in the slot, you know, he's covering a 6'2", 230-pound just, you know, truck is what A.J. Brown is. So it's a really tough position. And then especially in, like, the Colts and Bills defensive schemes, which, you know, they come from that cover two type of coaching tree, those slot corners have to know how to tackle. And, you know, Kenny Moore, I think he's in the top, like, 15 in the NFL in, like, solo tackles this year. So he's one of the best run-defending corners in the NFL. I know Taron Johnson's just as good. He's an outstanding slot corner. So, yeah, I mean, the nickel corner position is so, so important, especially in the two schemes that we're going to be watching this weekend. And, yeah, Kenny Moore has just been, you know, the top dog for a couple of years now. I think if he doesn't get the praise from the media or anything like that, I think that you can see it from his peers across the league. Whenever I talk to draft prospects and talk about, you know, what nickel corners do you watch in the NFL, watch or study, like, study across the league, they all say Kenny Moore. They know who he is. They know how good he is. But yeah, he's an outstanding player, playmaker, a great run defender. Just gets a lot of stuff done, and just makes some high level plays for this defense. So, you know, a pass defense that hasn't been great this season, I can only imagine how much worse it would be if they didn't have a star like Kenny Moore.
Yeah, I'm with you in terms of the step that the Bills have taken in probably the last year and a half. I think a lot of it has to do. And the crazy part, Zach, too, about Taron Johnson in the same conversation is Taron was kind of on the cusp of being replaced at the first quarter of last season, undrafted free agent out of UB, Cam Johnson. Cam Lewis actually replaced Taron Johnson in the starting lineup only to break his wrist. Taron Johnson gets back in the starting lineup and the rest is history. He has the pick six with Big Ben in that Pittsburgh game that sealed that game. Then he has the pick six in the AFC divisional round game against Lamar, which seals that game. And now he is sort of considered, he gets paid like one of the top slot corners. So the lifespan, the sort of career arc of slot corners can happen quickly because it is a position that is so important for these defenses. But the other guy I want to talk to in this Colts defense, Zach, is Darius Leonard, who I, you know, for all accounts, believe is one of the best linebackers in all of football. He has struggled at times this year with his mobility. He has that ankle injury that is clearly slowing him down. When he is at 100%, how good can this defense be? And do you believe he gets to 100% this year playing on an ankle injury that he may be playing through for all season?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get to 100% this year. Like you said the other day, and what we were talking about last night on Food for Thought was, someone asked him about his ankle injury, and he said, "Well, it's attached." I mean, it is kind of, I guess. It's definitely hanging on by a thread, and there's definitely going to be some kind of surgery or something to clean that up in the off season. But yeah, I don't think it's going to get there this year. We are seeing his mobility take a bit of a hit as a result. But the craziest thing about Darius Leonard and the thing that I can never explain, because, you know, I always talk about it. The Colts fans want to say he's the best linebacker in football. I think he's, you know, in that top 10. I think he's a very good linebacker, and I think he does a lot of good things. But for me, it's always hard to quantify, you know, playmaking ability as a defender, because, you know, there can be games or seasons where you don't force a lot of turnovers. But the craziest thing with Darius Leonard is he's going to always force those turnovers. I can't explain it. He's probably got the best punch out in, honest, maybe in NFL history besides Peanut Tillman. I mean, I think he's forced like 6 fumbles this year just punching the ball out of ball carriers. He has a couple interceptions as well. So even without being able to move for most of the season, because this injury happened back in the offseason, he's still able to make plays and be a difference maker for this defense. So, you know, is he going to be high level and consistent all the time? No, but he's still going to be someone that quarterbacks and opposing offenses have to be wary of.
All right, well, let's talk about the offensive side of the ball here for Indianapolis for a second here, Zach. And I want to start the quarterback position with Carson Wentz and just sort of your overall thoughts of Wentz's season. I mean, you talk about turmoil, you talk about falling into the same narratives and storylines you've been hearing about Carson Wentz's entire career. Is can't stay healthy, has 2 ankle injuries after like week 2 after having his foot surgery throughout preseason, didn't really have an opportunity to get on track with his wide receivers, with his pass catchers, and yet his numbers look pretty darn good. And when you compare him to AFC quarterbacks around the league, he's up there, and I think it's a credit to the coaching staff. I think it's a credit to him for finding his way without the reps during training camp.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, going into this year, maybe I was more on the negative side with Carson Wentz, but the biggest part of this season was, is Carson Wentz broken? That was the biggest thing for me. Like, I don't care what the Colts' record is at the end of the year, as long as they can find out whether or not Carson Wentz is broken. I don't want to be in that kind of that middle territory where, say, he gets hurt in like week 1, and then we're like, we go into the next season being like, oh gosh, now we still don't know what we have with this 30-year-old quarterback. But you know, he's come in, and like you said, with all these things against him, with the sprained ankles early, with the foot surgery in the off season, pretty much no off season at all, and he's played pretty well. I think he's been very volatile. I think there's some games where it's complete duds, like this past week against the Jaguars and both Titans games. But then you also see really good performances, like what he did against the Ravens on Monday Night Football earlier in the year, threw for his most yards in a game in his entire career, and gave the Colts a good chance to win that game if they make a couple kicks. So, you know, I think he's been overall, I think, a pretty average quarterback with really good highs and really low lows. But like you said, you know, the media, when they find one player they want to dogpile on and it's the easy punching bag, they'll do it. And Wentz is still that guy, and he still has to kind of earn back, you know, the status of not being that guy because of how bad 2020 was. But, you know, overall this year, I think he's been a really solid quarterback. I think the biggest thing going forward is just to cut out those very, very low lows and the dud performances that we've seen a couple times.
SI.com, and you can, of course, follow him on Twitter at ZachHicks2. It's Zach with a CH. He's the lead analyst at SI Colts, and you can follow that Twitter account, SI_Colts. And by the way, he's also a contributor over with my boys at Cover One as well. So, Zach, I want to ask you about Jonathan Taylor before I let you go, because he's having sort of that breakout season. He's finally getting the true RB1 treatment, which is he's getting that 20-plus touches a game. He's still having those long, one of those long breakout runs every game, but he's really become a more consistent every down back. And I think about the guy that the Bills went up against and saw last year in the first round in that wild card matchup, is they were able to stifle the run game of the Colts, and I think it was ultimately the reason they were able to win that football game. If you're going to tell me there's something different or more evolved around this Colts running game, is it just that Jonathan Taylor's a year older, that the offensive line's coming together a little bit here? Like, what would you say would be the reason if the Colts do win or have success on the ground? Like, what is different from their performance in that wild card round last year than compared to this year?
Yeah. So the two biggest differences are, one, Eric Fisher at left tackle instead of Anthony Costanzo, or I think they had I think it was Jared Valdir in that playoff game.
Yeah, it was Valdir.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Eric Fisher is a better run blocker. Now, when it comes to pass protection, he's not there. But when it comes to run blocking, I mean, he's been outstanding this season. Him and Quentin Nelson have just been doing a lot of work with the duo runs and the combo blocks on the inside, and they've just been paving the way for Taylor. But the biggest factor is really just Jonathan Taylor's continued rise to stardom or superstardom, actually. I shouldn't even say stardom.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, he had 1,000 yards last year and as a rookie, and it was kind of really quiet because there were some early season struggles, and we're kind of seeing him carry over that dominance that he had late last season to this year. And what we're seeing is, you know, currently he's the best running back in the NFL that's healthy, I think undisputably. I think that it's pretty easy to see that. He does a lot through the air. Like, he catches the ball. Like, that was a big draft, like, pre-draft question mark that a lot of people had. He makes a lot of catches, makes a lot of plays after the catch. Good pass blocker. But the biggest thing, you know, on the ground, when it comes to just the overall game, I mean, his vision is nearing elite territory, if not already elite. He makes defenders miss with ease. I think he's second in the NFL in yards after contact. So, I don't know, man. He's an absolute superstar. He's probably got the best case for offensive player of the year at the moment, because he's probably going to have over 2,000 total yards. I think this is a different animal that the Bills are seeing than Jonathan Taylor in the playoffs. I mean, he's just gotten better and better, and he's a true superstar now in the NFL.
Zach, I appreciate you so much for being so available for me this entire weekend and hopping on yesterday and today. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy college football today, and we'll be chatting again hopefully soon when we get to playoff time, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.